Entering the first game of the OUA playoffs as two of the hottest teams in the league, the matchup between the Nipissing Lakers women's soccer team and the Carlton Ravens had all the makings of a classic. The Lakers entered the game undefeated in 7, going 5-0-2, while the Ravens came into the game having won 5 straight. And in their lone meeting of the season, the Ravens edged the Lakers 1-0. After a tightly contested 90 minutes, plus 30 of extra time, it was Lakers coming away with a thrilling 1-0 victory and advancing to the OUA East Division semifinals. With the win, Nipissing heads to Queens for the East Division semifinal, set for Saturday. There wasn't much in the way of offense in the first half, with the opening 45 minutes going relatively quickly and event-free. A few corners and free kicks were about all the highlights of note on either side of the ball. In the second, neither team was able to break through another 45 minutes, sending the game to extra time. With about 10 minutes remaining in extra time, the Lakers found the back of the net off a cross, headed into the back of the net by Cassidy Brooks, to give them the lone goal of the game. From there, Nipissing held on and secured the win, advancing to the next round. The full second round schedule will be released later in the week, but the Lakers will head on the road to Kingston for Saturday's contest. Big win for Lakers men. It was the kind of game everyone should have expected between these two teams and at this time of the year. The Nipissing Lakers men's soccer team hosted the Toronto Varsity Blues in round one of the OUA playoffs Wednesday night, and the two teams renewed their rivalry. And at the end of the day, in tough conditions, it was the Lakers coming away with a hard-fought 1-0 win to advance to the second round. While both teams had pressure in the opening 45 minutes, neither was able to generate much in the way of offense. The teams entered the halftime break tied 0-0. In the second, the drama continued, and it was Nipissing who gave the home crowd something to celebrate. Justin Gomes found the back of the net to give Nipissing the lead, one they would hold on to. Gabe Pastor was strong in net, finishing with the clean sheet. Next up, the Lakers hit the road and head to Oshawa to take on Ontario Tech Saturday.